Welcome once more. Please, we'll start this particular class lying down. So, would you make that space available to yourself to get your mat in a comfortable position so you feel balanced? Lie down on the mat. Adjust your clothing and establish and really know that you've got some space to practice yoga today. And we're going to lie in Shavasana if that's a possibility for you. So legs and arms on the ground, and legs can be apart and feet relaxed. Finding a space that's balanced with the arms out to the sides. Palms of the hands on the ground, but palms facing up towards the ceiling. Or palms down. Do any little adjustments. Close the eyes or soften your eyes. And simply be open now to feeling the momentum of the day. To make a space of feeling inside yourself the different messages of your body and the different messages of your heart and the different messages of your mind as they come along. Being open to feel, to listen. To be with yourself for a few moments, moment to moment, new. What's coming into you? Can you be aware of what's there? Can you be aware of right now? In the eyes, if the eyes are open or closed, in the ears, in your nose, in your back. In your chest, just offering your attention to feeling the different sensations that are happening to you in various parts of your body. What's your tone? What's your emotional tone right now as we embark on this practice? Are you aware of how you feel? Is your mind very busy? Has it been quite active today? Had to do a lot of processing, lots of things happening. And if it has been that way, what's your mind state? What's the state of mind? What's the state of your body? I'm not asking you to be anything, I'm asking you to feel what's already arriving in you. On the mat here, listening to my voice, checking in with yourself. Start to consciously breathe. Breathing is taking and going from your body anyway, but would you feel that breath a little bit more clearly if you can? Even resting some hands on your body to feel the breath. So, would you rest your hands on your body? Hand on the belly, hand on the chest, or somewhere that feels appropriate for you, but resting both hands on your body now. And seeing if you can relax the elbows of the arms down and the hands just on your body. And letting the belly soften if you can tune into your belly, often it's unnecessarily tight. And that's why placing the hand, at least one hand on the belly, can feel the conditions in that space of your body and maybe allowing a little bit of space for the belly to soften and to breathe, to feel your breathing pattern. If you can, breathe in a little bit slower, gentle, easy breath, so breath should not be stressful in any way. And the out breath the same, shouldn't be stressed in any way, just letting the body breathe out. Of course, your breathing can have stress in it, but when you take over your breath, you're not adding to that stress. Breathing in, belly rising, chest rising a little way. Breathing out, allowing. Feeling the body drop back down. Even if it's minute sensations in your body, can you feel your body as you breathe in and breathe out in your own rhythm? As best as you can, making yourself available to your breathing, which you're already doing, and encouraging a little bit of a deeper breath in and a slower breath out now. Listening to the environment around you, tuning yourself. Being on the mat, being with your breathing, carving out a little bit of space to be with yourself, breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in, and feeling the body breathe out. Good. Next time you breathe out, follow that out breath right to its end. And quite leisurely feel where your hands are and start to move those hands up towards the sky. Float both arms up towards the ceiling and have a little bit of a circle of the wrists. Once the arms are up there, feel your clothing, feel your wrists, feel your fingers, and have a little bit of a swirl, a turn, a rotate of the wrists and the fingers. And you might explore bringing the hands a little bit closer to the face sometimes and a little bit closer up to the ceiling, moving the arms and the fingers and the wrists, bending the elbows. How have a bit of an explore here if you feel to. You could sort of play a little bit with the elbows and the arms, and the arms can go further away from each other or cross over or up and down, one coming more towards the top of your head and the other one going more down towards the body. Move and feel and have a bit of a play with these limbs, with your arms if you feel to. Twisting, reaching, opening, closing, clenching, tightening fists if you want to. Be explorative. Be creative if you want to. Find out, have a bit of a feel to what feels good for you. And then let those arms eventually, still being present to your arms if you can, let them flow or move down towards the ground as you feel the contact of the ground. And to that point where the hands can just rest on the ground at some stage and letting go in the body. The arms can just let go now. Can they let go? Or are you holding on in some way? If you can let the ground hold you for a few moments. Focus on your breathing. Feel the breath that's already being breathed right now as you listen to me. And then one at a time, being as conscious as you can, bend one knee and one foot up onto the mat, and then at some stage, feel what mechanisms and the mechanics of drawing the other knee and foot, eventually up onto the mat, establishing this position of semi-supine, which we often come back to. And often a lot of people find this is more the place for their body rather than having the legs long, so remembering that your body is your responsibility to choose the options that work for you and leave out things that don't feel right. So if anything is nagging or irritating or giving you signals that are unpleasant in any way, then feel free to leave out the exercise or stop the yoga session or simply do a different movement in those times. So it's really important that you take control of the practice sometimes, trusting your own wisdom that's being shown to you as it happens. So back to semi-supine, and let's bring a little bit of attention to that belly area now. Again, would you, this time as you breathe out, firm the belly, pull the belly in. And as you pull the belly in, so just breathing out, pulling the belly in, just tightening those abdominal muscles. And then again, letting the belly find its own shape when you breathe in. So not so much effort on the in-breath. Breathe out with awareness, flattening the tummy a little way, pulling those muscles in. Inhaling, letting the belly soften. doing that action a couple of times, and if you're in tune with the belly as you do that action, you feel the pelvis starting to sort of respond to that action. The tailbone and the pelvis start to tilt a little bit. And if you can feel that tilting, fantastic. And encourage that tilting. Pull the tummy in and then consciously press both feet a little bit into the ground and lift the tailbone and lift a little bit of the buttocks away from the mat if you can, the glutes away from the mat, even if it's just a smidgen, and letting them down as you breathe in. So practicing that move, breathing out, pulling tummy in, pressing with the feet, feeling those action through the legs, feet and ankles, calf muscles, knees, thighs, just lifting the buttocks a little way up or a long way up. You know where to go if you're, again, adopting this attitude of being curious and exploring, lifting the pelvis, lifting a little bit of that lower back if you feel to, or going right up under those shoulder blades of some people. It's really your time to be with your body. So if it's a little lift, that might be perfect, a medium lift or a larger size lift. The perfect lift is what feels good for you. So remembering, it's not the distance, but feel. Feel your body from the inside out by being in your body and controlling the action. Each time you come down, you can don't have to immediately go up, so it's not repetition. It's making space to be. Making a space to breathe, space for yourself. Lifting up a little bit. And if you can, lift up and hold the next time you're in that action of pushing with the feet, lifting that tailbone, lifting the buttocks. And if you can, stay there, draw little circles in the air with the pelvis. Making circles now. Both directions, change direction. And then letting the buttocks and the back come back to the mat. Slide those arms wider if they're not already wide out to a cross position or somewhere in that general area, somewhere that's okay for the shoulders. Arms lower or higher than a cross, up to you, of course. Let's do this windscreen wiper with the knees now. That's a good twist for the back. So when you're ready, tip both knees towards one side and down. Sort of let them just go down casually. Keep it quite casual if you can. Float the knees back to the center when you want to. So as if you're on holiday, so adopting an attitude of being leisurely, tipping the knees up and tipping the knees down to the side. Try not to bring the attitude of rushing or forcing or straining to your practice. Life has all those things anyway, but perhaps I'm making a bit of space to not bring those things into the yoga practice. So how do you feel as you move those knees? What are you feeling? Tipping the knees down, and if you can, just gliding the knees down, feeling the tension build naturally because you're taking the body into angles. You can breathe into the center now. Breathing out as you go down into the stretch. Some people like to keep the head still and not move the head. Some people like to turn your head. What's it feel like for you and your neck? What are you doing naturally? Are you already turning your head? And if you are already doing that, are you actually feeling what you're doing? So not to go on autopilot where you're sort of doing things but not really there. Be here. Be with the sound of your clothing. Be with your ankle, your knee, the hip, the tummy, the shoulder. Moment to moment new. You're making the movement yourself. You're rolling the knees down to the side. Can you pause to one side, please? Doesn't matter which side, just tipping the knees down there. Tipping the knees down and staying there. And once you pause at that side, if it's unpleasant or uncomfortable, don't pause, keep going. But if you can, pause. Pause the knees anywhere and feel the movement of your body. Direct your attention up into the head area, neck area. and gently roll the head from side to side. Knees are staying to one side, but explore just turning the head now. Gently find the middle of rolling the head back into the center and feel what it's like to leave that side with the knees. So be present to moving out of the side, cross through the middle when you can, and dipping down to the other side, taking the knees down to the opposite side. And again, we'll pause here. We'll deliberately maintain the pose and we'll breathe in a way that we can feel our breathing and the different pressures in both sides of your body. So alive to life. And if you're okay again to roll your head, why not roll it a little bit? And if it doesn't feel appropriate to roll it, just sit inside the movement or keep taking the knees side to side if that's your preference now. So it's quite a familiar move for most of us, this knees to the side action. So nice to twist the spine, nice to keep the spine supple and moving, particularly as life goes on, as things change in our body, and to keep yourself flexible and fit, and to use your breathing to help to de-stress and rejuvenate and just feel a little bit more centered and calm. Knees back into the center when you're okay, rolling back so the buttocks come back to flatten that lower back's back to neutral, back into the center. Now from there, we'll take the arms up over the head and rest the arms above you if you can. So both arms over you on the mat or past the mat, but on the ground please. Or arms down by the sides. Some people, it's just a no-go area having those arms above the head. If it's, again, if it doesn't feel right, that's good signal not to go there, but if it's fine, it's fine. And if it's not, somewhere that's more pleasant for you, the arms by the sides. Let's lift one arm and the opposite leg now. So just tune into one arm. Pick that opposite leg up and float both up towards the ceiling. So semi-straightening the leg up as the arm meanders up into the air there. Both going up, just into that tension zone. Lightly bring everything down or be present to coming down. Down you come. And changing over, so do one diagonal and you're just feeling, exploring, moving the back and the knee and the shoulder and the arm down, changing of course, alternating. And if you can, pull the tummy in just prior to lifting the arm and the leg up. So firming the tummy and keeping the tummy firm as you go up and down and relaxing the tummy in between each moment, flexing up and down. If it's really fine for your back, slide the legs long. Do it from a legs long position. Otherwise, from semi-supine. Do you lift the leg up to the highest point? Do you lift the leg a centimeter? Lift and lower the opposite arm and leg, and you might explore with the height. Or does it feel just to go to a little lift or a big lift each time? Are you noticing that you're going into a pattern? And establishing a way that feels right for you. Opposite arm and leg floating. Breathe out as you go up, pulling the tummy in. Inhaling as you come down if you want a breath to choose. Or how are you breathing anyway? Excellent. And next time, would you take both arms up towards the ceiling, but leave the legs on the ground, both arms up. And now we'll bend one knee. Bend the knee. Bring the knee up towards the chest. Bring the hands down towards that knee. Wrap the hands around the knee. And just lightly, so nothing intense. And then maybe bring some intensity, those that you like. Draw the knee in. Just a little way, just soft hands or strong hands, you go for it. Roll your head up here if you can, if it's fine to have unassisted. Squeeze in, squeeze in, squeeze in, or hold light, light, light. Does light hold feel good for you? Or strong squeeze feel good for you? Where you're moving to. Free the connection. Arms up, leg back down. Nice long breath in. Fill your body up with fresh air. Change the legs over. Bend the other knee. Establish that connection. Bring the knee in. Hold it. Draw it in. Stay inside the stretch for a moment, for a minute, for a second. What's it like to come in for a moment? Or does it good just to hold the knee for a moment, release, float up, down. So you could choose a fast rhythm of going in and out, pulsing, squeezing for a moment, releasing, or deliberately going for a slow action, staying inside that holding, taking lots of moments to be in there, and then eventually releasing and changing when you want to. So be aware of how you move, your patterns. And remember, the goal is not to beat your body. Yoga means to be conscious of what you're doing, to bring a bit of union in with yourself, and that is a non-striving, non-fighting, non-aggression, non-aggressive way of being with yourself. That would be the ideal way to practice. How are you practicing? And make the practice your own. So sometimes it is good to go strong and to push yourself, so feel free. And notice the results of that way. And also notice the ways when you're less pushy, more in a bit of a different mode. And just see how practice changes. It goes in cycles. Sometimes you need to be soft in practice. Sometimes you need to protect things and take real care. Other times you can go for it. Let's bring both knees up now. Both knees over the chest, please. Invite the knees up is a lovely thing, to invite yourself to hold those knees. And make a bit of space for yourself, just balancing up here, one knee in each hand. And would you breathe in a way that you, again, are more in touch with your breathing. And of course, breathe out, so feel your breathing. Your hands are on your knees. Breathe in and open the knees a little bit wider, like a butterfly opening its wings. Breathe out, bring the knees a little closer to each other. And inhale, open them again when it's time to breathe in. And exhale, bring the knees a bit closer. Bring the knees in and out with your breathing now. Can feel quite nice on the inner thighs and the pelvis. There's obviously pressure in the belly and the chest, having the knees and the weight of the legs above you. And again, floating, having a bit of space with your breath. Open the knees out wide as you feel to keep them out wide. Hold and soften. Pause and let go. Pause and open to what you need to feel into to meet the moment of the knees wide, hands on the knees. And then start to rock from side to side, sway your body from side to side, tip your body from side to side, roll from side to side. Holding the knees. Those of you that don't want to hold the knees, you could take the arms onto the ground out to a cross position. Do this rocking from side in a controlled way, but anchoring the arms on the ground and the knees still going side to side. If you prefer, keep your hands on the knees and lightly sway mellowly across the mat, rolling and massaging the body. Rolling your shoulders, rolling your head. pause and come back into the center. Come back and find your way back into the middle. And then stretch both legs up towards the ceiling. So holding the sides or behind the legs. Have a bit of a stretch up there. Stretch the legs up. You can take your hands off the legs and again circle the wrists. But circle the ankles. And if you're not holding the legs, circle the wrists as well. But have a little choose to hold the legs or not hold the legs, but not too much strain in the back because the sciatic nerve is getting a bit of a stretch out here when you lengthen the feet up towards the ceiling. So if it's really tight, bend the knees a little bit more and sort of stay with it if you can. Stay with that stretch. That might mean taking a deeper breath here and there just to noticing what you need to deal with when you're in this double leg stretch, and you often we'll have to deal with the intensity of the leg pressure, glute pressure, back pressure. So it's good to stretch quite regularly because it gets a little more comfortable when you do these same movements, and just really helps to keep going there, keep to go inside that pressure and just sit inside and meet it as best as you can. If you're happy to, again, head up, pulling the legs in a little bit with those hands. Or if you're not using the hands, reach the hands to the ceiling, even with the head up. So working the tummy again a little bit more. And we used to practice breath of fire a lot, so normally we just do our normal breathing. If you remember how to do breath of fire, which is a panting through the nose, like a it's a quick out, a quick in breath, so quite a quick cycle breathing. You could practice a little bit of faster breathing, like a panting in and out through the nose, equal emphasis in and out through the nose, breath of fire, called Kapalabhati, skull cleansing breath, which helps to clear out the sinuses. So it could be quite appropriate and you've got hay fever, just to try and clear out a little bit. Fast breathing, or maybe letting the breath be natural. Let those legs come down if they haven't done already. Take some moments to come onto the ground and to roll to the ground, roll to the side, and to come up to standing. Take some moments to bring yourself up to standing. Find a nice standing posture. And we'll do some neck exercises now. So letting the arms be by the sides. Start to, with your nose being the point of reference, start to turn the nose up towards the ceiling. And then to very gently start to go in the opposite direction, nose down towards the ground to stretch out the back of the neck. And really slowly breathe in, nose up, breathe out, nose down. Or simply let go of your breath and very slowly traverse the head up and down, stretching out the back of the neck. Up and down with coordination of breathing. So inhale up, exhale down. Or just letting the movement be felt and breathing as a secondary to the action. So if you might be some sounds in the neck, remember you're not forcing anything, you're just feeling your body and the conditions it's in each action. You've been kind to yourself by making it smaller. You're taking some time for yourself just to move different body parts. And you're trying not to rush. Pause in the center with the head and start to turn the head from side to side, left and right, as if you're watching a slow motion tennis match. Keep the shoulders still if you can. Turn the head from side to side. I don't want you to be looking down. Don't want you to be looking up. Just keeping the head balanced on the shoulders and lightly turning. Then let's incorporate the up and down side to side action with some neck rolls now. So if you're up for it, roll the chin and the nose in circles. Roll the chin down towards the ground, across the ground and up to the shoulder. And if you can, roll the chin up towards the ceiling and around and down towards the other shoulder, sort of orbiting the nose and the chin, and really soft circles, slow and mellow. Remember, as soon as you go into autopilot, perhaps bring a little bit more attention to what you're actually doing. Change direction. Pause in the middle and bring your head back into the center. Bring the hands onto the hips. And bring the hips forward in space. Roll the hips and the tummy forward. Tuck the chin in a little bit into the chest as the hips go forward. Roll back to neutral. Bend both knees now. So we're going to go into a forward bend. Bend the knees. Let the head drop down. And start to roll the head and the shoulders and the arms down towards the ground. So doing a forward bend. You come up slowly using the hands, if that helps, on the legs. Hands go to the hips again. Hips forward, tummy forward, open through the chest. Tuck the chin in, back and forth. So standing forward bends, make sure those knees are bent. Down you go. Soften if you can. If it's safe, let go of your head so the head really relaxes a little down. Roll up like a rag doll, letting the head be the last thing to come up. Hands on hips, hips forward, tummy forward. Tucking the chin in, or is it safe to roll the chin up towards the ceiling? Stretch the throat out. Up and down. Going in slowly, or if it's really fine, going a little bit faster up and down. If your body's really fine, try taking both arms up to the sky, looking up at those arms, and then swinging the arms and the head and the chest down. So swinging arms as an option. The rag doll with the hands on the legs and the hands on the hips was how we started. If you want to make it stronger, floating the arms up to the sky, looking up those hands, swinging down, up and down that way. Again, find your neutral ground, please. Slow it down. And if you can, hang down for some breaths. Hang down, hang down, hang down. Let it down. Let it down to wherever down happens to be for you, if you can go down. Some people know that it's not the right action to stay down, so if you're in that boat where it doesn't feel so good to be down, don't go there. Just come to standing and pause and standing and be present. If you're down, can you be present to the different signals in your body now? Could be moment behind the knees, and then the buttock, and then the shoulder, then the head. Different signals from different parts of your body communicating to you. Your job is to firstly be there. Be with. Not pushing, letting go. The balance between pushing and letting go. Roll your boat, roll your body back up to standing. Take some moments. Notice the different strains as you come up through your back. Come all the way back to neutral. And once you get there, pause, stop. Close eyes if it's safe for you to close your eyes and standing.
Or keep the eyes open, but just having a soft vision and taking some time just to be neutral. All right, let's do some leg movements now. Let's take a, bring some attention to your feet, feet hip width apart. Step that right foot forward, big step if you can. Big step with that right foot. And can you turn that left foot, which is your back foot, to sort of 45 degrees? So turn it out a little bit. And do any adjustments between the front and back leg to feel comfortable. Your hips are facing forward or towards that right foot. So hips, shoulders. I'm going to do this warrior position. So bend that right knee and lift both arms up towards the ceiling if you can. Both arms up to the sky or hands on the hips. Nice option sometimes. And how's that right knee feeling, right thigh? So if it feels more appropriate to bend and straighten that right leg, you might just flex in and out of it or just simply come out of the pose if it's too strong. Those of you that can keep that right knee bent, explore how far you want to keep it bent and stay there. Stay inside. Stretch up if you can, reach up with those fingers. Soften your shoulders a little bit. Feel your breathing pattern. Feel. Look up to the hands if you want a challenge. Moment to moment. Bring the arms down, straighten that front leg and bring the feet back together. Feet back to neutral. Give the feet a little bit of a shake out, ankles and feet, flicking out the feet, sort of temporarily balancing one foot, shaking out the other ankle. Let's change those legs around. Left foot goes forward this time and the right foot is back. And the right foot's turned out a little way, so 45 degrees. Now, if you look down that left knee, try and bend that left knee in the direction of that left foot. So a good direction, bending the knee in the direction, just holding it, keeping the knee bent if you can now. You're not leaning forward here. You're not leaning back. Body's very much vertical and taking a lot of tension through that left thigh. Remember, you can keep the knee bent or bend and straighten. Arms up to the sky. Fingers open. Attitude open. Awareness open. Being present as best as you can to that back leg, front leg, hips. Feeling moment to moment. Looking up to the hands if you want a challenge. When you're under stress, which you are now, just let the natural breath be there. If it's really okay, take over your breathing, deeper breaths. Come out of it, bring those feet back together. Back to hip width apart. Arms soft by the sides. And then we'll have a little bit of a swing from side to side. Turn the head and the shoulders one way. Twist the other way. Let the arms just swing as the head and shoulders swing from side to side. Having a little bit of a light twist so the feet stay forward. And just turning your body from side to side. Swinging the arms. Twisting freely, Hips, shoulders, head and shoulders, arms just swing nice and loosely. Arms can be quite passive, or some of you might want to lift those arms up a bit higher, lock the arms out into a cross position and swing a bit more vigorously, ramping things up here. So does it feel good to be floppy and loose, and gentle? Does it feel good to go stronger, harder, faster? What's your preference? Try things out. What are you noticing? What works for you is the key. Again, slow down the momentum, slow down the action, and come to stand still. Come back to stand still. There is very little stillness in the body, but you can attempt to be still by just stopping the twisting. Open the feet wider now, so separate feet nice and wide apart. Let's do some side stretches, so a little bit of compression through one side. Start with that right hand. Have the right hand on the right thigh and slide that right hand down towards, past the right knee and down. Try sliding the left arm up towards the ceiling. So compressing a little bit through that right waist and the left rib cage, left side of the body getting a bit of a stretch. If your neck's fine, turn your head up a little bit towards the ceiling. Take a nice breath in, flow back to the center, straighten the body up and swap sides. Left hand sliding down the left leg and the right arm going up a little bit towards the ceiling if you can. Stretching out the right side of the body. Breathe into the center, or simply breathe and be aware of that breathing and go from side to side when you feel to. Be on the ground, be with your legs, change the feet a little bit if you need to, change the angles of the feet a lot if you feel to. How about a hold? Is a hold okay on this side stretching or not? Or does it feel good to fluidly transition from going the upright position to the side, even for a moment, and back? Or do you like holding positions? Really use your eyes for your balance, looking at bits of the wall or looking at the floor. Looking at a little bit of ceiling, try and be stable through being concentrated and moving slowly in control as best as your body and your balance can be in control. Please leave the action and come down and lie on your tummy on the mat, please. Tummy down on the mat, so lying on the front, down on your mat, resting the arms and legs down for a few moments. Letting your body just come down, so you're perhaps turning the head to the side. Arms can be out to the front of you or underneath your head or even down near the hips, getting sort of comfy-ish. As comfy as you can be lying on the front. Sometimes it's nice to turn the head to the side or just looking straight down, but the chest's on the mat. Belly on the mat. Bits of the pelvis and the thighs. Your feet. Again, tuning in here. What's showing up in this space? What are you needing to deal with? What are you needing to feel? What's happening right now? Are you bracing for tension? And sometimes you need to protect things. If you can, let go. When I say let go, I really mean pay attention to your breathing. Be with your breathing. Let go of any expectations if you can. Let go of any striving. Let go of any trying and bring a quality of openness into the unknown until it becomes known, moment to moment new. How's your breathing? What are you thinking about? Feel your breath. Let's bring those hands into a push-up position now. Bring the hands to near the armpit area. It can be that space. And we're going to do a little bit of cobra. We have your feet either together. So sometimes people like having those big toes close together, or feet hip width apart, even wider feet sometimes. So feel free to just have a bit of an explore with the legs as we go along in cobra, but the hands in a levering up or a pushing up position. Remember, with cobra, you leave the hips on the ground and the pelvis on the ground, and we ideally have the head central, so you're not turning the head to the side with this one. Head neutral, so looking down at the mat or looking forward, and then pushing evenly with those arms, lifting up a smidge and lifting just the head off the ground, lifting a little bit of the head and the chest off the ground, or lifting a lot of the chest off the ground, rolling up, taking the weight down onto the pelvis. So if you can breathe in as you go into cobra, and breathe out as you come down. So just tune into your cobra, lifting a little bit. How's those arms and shoulders? How shaky do you feel? How strong you feel? Breathe in, go up. Breathe out, come down. Now, some people like to consciously tense the thighs and buttocks as a sort of protection for the back here. You could just prior to your lift tighten the buttocks and thighs and keep that engaged, then lift up, then come down, and then relax the buttocks and the legs so there's a bit of a space. And when you come down, you could just chill sometimes, turn the head to the side, relax the arms and not do the cobra for a few moments, and then go back into the cobra practice. It's wonderful for the spine doing these inverted or these lifting spaces. We do so much forward bending in life, and just to do a little bit of backward bending helps to balance things up. So wonderful for the spine. Try and find a rhythm, or again perhaps even hold the cobra if that's okay for you. Of course, you flow, you go through rhythm, just like I mentioned, or you hold, or perhaps you've had enough and you just come down and turn your head to the side and offer some moments of letting go again. Wonderful. Just doing what feels good for you. Not assuming that your body should be giving you the signals, which we often do. We fall into this pattern of expecting our body to be a certain way and getting a bit frustrated perhaps if it's not that way. So being aware of how you judge what's happening, which is pretty natural. And trying to work with the conditions if you can. Let's push up through into yoga mudra. So lift up a bit higher through cobra. Roll back through all fours. So come temporarily onto the hands and knees. And then lower the buttocks. Sort of gradually down if you can. Make a bit of space in between the knees. Lower down into your yoga mudra or child position. Buttocks down if the knees are fine with it and the ankles. Flattening the feet a little bit. Softening the belly and the chest towards the mat. And letting the back down as well. So you'll feel your arms, if you might need to have the arms close to your body or out to the front or underneath your head, I don't know. Just feel what's got good for you to sort of settle a little bit here. So So we're in a folded position. The feet are tucked under. There's pressure through the calf muscles. Knees are hip width apart. Tummy down near the mat maybe. Some people like to have the hips up high and the tummy can relax a little bit, particularly if you've got knee problems, not pushing down on those knees. Unnecessarily, I mean, because in the position there is knee pressure. But if that pressure is suggesting to you that you shouldn't be there, the suggestion is to follow your body. And take some moments again just to feel life flow inside and outside. Breathing, of course, there as well. You might need to rustle little things around. You might need to rock a little bit sometimes. Sometimes, if you're fortunate, things just settle in by themselves organically. Just tuning in. Sometimes that being for duration in the pose provides a lot of benefits, just seeing what happens as you let things come along. Or is it time to come out of that pose? And remember, your body is a very good communicator. Whether you can tune into that communication really requires you to show up for your body. To honor what's there, because it is there. And if you want the most from your practice, this would be the suggestion. Be there. Not as you'd like it to be. Be with reality, as challenging as that can be. Let's come out of that position, come up onto all fours. Now I'll give you a couple of options on all fours. You could firstly do a little bit of the cat and cow where we simply flex the spine, lift the head up, look up towards the ceiling, the tummy goes down as the head goes up, and the hips and the head go up, so like a bow, like a tummy down but head and hips up a little bit, and then into the opposite position, cat position, tucking the chin in, looking towards the knees, rounding the back up towards the ceiling, this sort of cat and cow. You're not leaning too far forward on those hands, sort of all fours position, but flipping the spine up and down, cat and cow position. Or if you can, go for a little bit of stronger, sometimes stronger can work, particularly if your back is okay for it. That lower back can be very challenging doing a bit of downward dog. So if you're up for a little bit of downward dog, walk the hands a little bit further forward. Now you might explore downward dog with the hands a little bit wider apart, so shoulder width apart, maybe a little bit wider. Keep the hands on the ground and toes tucked under and lift up into a triangle. Lift the hips up. Let the head come down in between those arms, straighten the legs as best as you can. Triangle position or downward dog. So that's the option, downward dog or cat and cow now. And sometimes I like to do a bit of both, a bit of cat and cow, then a bit of downward dog, then a little back to cat and cow, or more of one, less of the other. You decide. And in downward dog, if you can, sometimes it's nice just to bend the knees a little bit more consciously and not try and ground the heels. Try and take some of the pressure out. And other times try and really ground those heels. Puts a lot of energy into those arms, energy into the heels going down. And to hang in there, work it a little bit sometimes. If you're in downward dog and you can do it, go from downward dog all the way through to upward dog. Upward dog is the opposite to downward dog. You still stay balanced on your hands and knees, but you bring the pelvis down towards the ground without touching the ground, and you look up towards the ceiling. So it's the opposite, like a cobra, but with the pelvis not on the ground. You go upward dog, down to downward dog. Strong option to finish here. Up and down, upward, downward dog. Remember the cat and cow? Lots of dogs, lots of animals here. But use your body. The body is the key. When you've had your fill, and you might have already stopped, you might be already going, you might be really enjoying it. But when you want to stop, back to yoga mudra, back to letting the back down, tucking the toes under, folding the knees, bring yourself into a folded space, letting the tummy and the chest come down, letting your head down, letting your body down, and letting the breathing come back down to a little bit more of a more normal place, normal space. So if you're not in yoga mudra, would you come to yoga mudra? Now, would you leave that? Again, bit of a transition. Come back to lying down on the mat, please, on your back. Lie back down, arms and legs long, back into Shavasana. Take some time to get back. Often it can be a bit of a lumpy journey when you get back onto the mat, when you lie down. Those initial moments can be quite strong. Unfortunately, hopefully fortunately, your body softens a little bit when you get back on that mat and stay there for time. And we're just going to simply stop in Shavasana, if you can go to Shavasana, or semi-supine or your own position. And we're simply going to be perhaps a little bit more alert and a little bit more open once more to feeling the passage of time flow. The passage of the signals. What sounds are in your environment right now? What body signals are being emitted from your body? What do you find yourself thinking about in these moments where we stop? Bring a little bit of a quality of just seeing what's going to happen now. See if you cannot anticipate. Rest into life for a few moments. You might touch into your breathing if you want to, or you might simply practice the art of Shavasana. Surrender to life, but being present to what's there. To the vibration, to the feelings of the body, well-being or stress, peacefulness or restlessness, anxiousness or calmness, feeling the different states arise, stay for a while, stay for a long time, maybe they're the best, or is things just coming and going like clouds in the sky? Thank you for your practice today. Namaste.